Had to guess. We're going to say guess right now. What uniform is Brandon Ayuk wearing in 2024?
If I were to take a guess, probably a Niner uniform. Probably a Niner uniform. I mean, if not a Niner uniform, probably a Washington Commander uniform. If not a Washington Commander uniform, probably a Steelers uniform.
That was Brandon Ayuk a few weeks ago on The Pivot, which is Ryan Clark's podcast. He was very complimentary in that podcast about Jaden Daniels, and then ultimately they just got to the question, where are you going to be? And during that interview and during the last couple of months, we have certainly gotten, the idea, because he's implied it, that he'd love to get traded, and he'd love to get traded to Washington. That's been made pretty clear by Brandon Ayuk over the last couple of months. And in terms of, probably in San Francisco, it's almost, especially if you watch that he's resigned, understanding that they control him right now. They have him on a fifth-year option for $14-plus million. That was the fifth-year option to his rookie deal because he was a first-round pick. And that ultimately they could franchise tag him to keep him next year and beyond. They've been working towards a contract. The reports are the last actual contract negotiation was all the way back in May. And one of the things he had said during that interview, or maybe it was another one, because he's been very public about his contract negotiations with his current team, is that, if the next meeting doesn't go well, that's it. He's ready to move on. And I don't know if there was a next meeting or a formal contract negotiation or not, but the report started to come out yesterday from Mike Garofolo and others around the NFL that Brandon Ayuk requested formally a trade from the 49ers yesterday. That was news because although he's been out there and been public about his contract negotiation and his desire to potentially reunite with Jaden Daniels. They played together, for those of you who don't know by now, at Arizona State when Daniels was a freshman and Ayuk was a senior. They have remained friends. They are super close. Daniels talked during the lead up to the draft and even afterwards about how he has leaned on his good friend for advice. And they clearly were watching film together because Ayuk took one of the snap picks from one of the OTA or mandatory minicamp practices and put it on TikTok. But yesterday was a step forward in the Brandon Ayuk spring and summer story because he officially asked the Niners to trade him. So, a couple of things here. Number one, I still do not think the 49ers will trade Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk is not good. He's a great receiver. He's a top 8 to top 10 receiver in the game. He was number 1 among receivers with 70 or more catches last year in average yards per reception at nearly 18. He was number 1 in the league last year, yards per reception per target. This is a guy that, 2 years ago, Denton and I were all over Ayuk 2 years ago, not to break our arms patting ourselves on the back, but we both kind of became big Brandon Ayuk fans at the same time, as the Niners were obviously a very good team and they were prominently featured in all these games. And you're like, man, he's good. And nobody talks about how good he is. And then last year, in many ways, was his true breakout season. 75 catches for Ayuk, 1,345 yards. The dude averaged 17.9 yards per catch. I think it was 68. Of his 75 receptions last year resulted in either a first down or a touchdown. Let me repeat that. 68 of Ayuk's 75 catches last year either resulted in a first down or a touchdown. He's not Justin Jefferson. He's not the threat that Tariq Hill is. I don't think he's Ja'Marr Chase, personally. Those would be kind of my top three. But the next category of wide receivers, which also include exceptional wide receivers, he's in that next group. And I don't think that the general NFL public really understood that until maybe this year. And I think a lot of fans still don't understand how good he is. I heard somebody this morning on the Greenberg show on ESPN. I think it was, is it Harry Douglas, who's the former receiver who's on that show occasionally?
Yes, it is.
He said for the last 2 years, he's been the most underrated wide receiver in the league. He's been unbelievably good, if not great. But for whatever reason, the Tariq Hills, the Ja'Marr Chases, the Justin Jeffersons, the, last year, the Amon-Ra St. Browns and the C.D. Lambs, the A.J. Browns, even some of the guys that are getting older, you know, whether it's Diggs or, you know, Allen or, you know, they've gotten more attention. Mike Evans, but he's the real deal. He is. He's the real deal. I'm sorry, but he's better than Terry McLaurin. Terry's a really good receiver. Terry's in that third category of receivers. And certainly we understand that if Terry hadn't had the quarterbacks that he's had during his career, he might be thought of much differently. He certainly has that ability. I think Ayuk personally is more explosive. I think he's a better route runner. I think he's better after the catch. But Terry's exceptional. By saying that Ayuk's better than Terry is not a knock on Terry. I think Ayuk's top 6, 7, 8 in the league. I would want him, despite the turnoff that he's been over the last couple of months with his, I think, off-putting public way in which he's decided to handle this, you know, contract, you know, squabble with the 49ers. Terry McLaurin didn't handle it that way. Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't handle it that way. We didn't even know Jaylen Waddle was going to get a contract. There are a lot of receivers. Justin Jefferson didn't handle it that way at all. So, yeah, that stuff bothers me. But I also have trust that Adam Peters knows about as much as you can know about Brandon Ayuk among the teams that would be highlighted as teams that would or should or would have interest in Brandon Ayuk. If they traded for Brandon Ayuk, I mean, I'd want to see what the deal is, but if it is, you know, say a second and a fifth or a second and a fourth or a third and Jahan Dotson and a conditional, I would trust them on this. And I would be excited because you know what Brandon Ayuk would give them in terms of the player he is on the field? A better array, a much improved array of weapons for their rookie quarterback to work with. Doesn't mean that I don't think they should upgrade the offensive line too. You know, you can do all of these things. They did their best to do that. They tried to trade back into the first round to take a tackle in the draft. Didn't work out. We'll find out about the offensive line when they start playing real games. We'll find out whether or not it's as bad as some of you think or whether it's what it was statistically last year in terms of the advanced numbers, which was kind of middle of the pack. We'll find out whether or not it was really about the talent and the skill and the production of the offensive line, or if it was more about the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. You know, ultimately, I bet it was kind of a combination of all of them, but I'd probably put more on the quarterback and the offensive coordinator. We'll see. But I'd be fine with Brandon Ayuk. But I just don't think the 49ers are going to trade him. Why would they trade Brandon Ayuk for by the way, not what they could have gotten right before the draft, and probably not what they could get right before the trade deadline in the upcoming season. Like, they don't have a lot of leverage. It's certainly not the right time to trade him. There's been reporting out there. Multiple people have reported it, from Josina Anderson to Kimberly Martin and others that are following the league, that teams have reached out to the 49ers, both since the news broke yesterday and prior to the news breaking yesterday. And the 49ers have told everybody, we're not trading him. Why would they? You'd have to be blown away with a deal to part with a player that you could argue, after McCaffrey, is the most significant offensive player you have. Yeah, you could argue that. I think McCaffrey's the most valuable. Maybe Trent Williams is the second most valuable player. And Kyle Shanahan in the scheme may be the most valuable of all of it. But they nearly won the Super Bowl last year. It is their number one goal. They are the favorites out of the NFC to make it back to the Super Bowl. And their chances to make it back and win it are less without him than they are with him. Why would you do that? You don't have to trade him. He can hold out, but it gets expensive. I'm pretty sure that these fines that used to get waived when a player finally arrived in camp, I don't think those are waivable fines anymore per the last CBA. They wanted to make it painful for players to hold out. They wanted teams, you know, to not have to deal with that. The league didn't want to have to deal with it, and the Players Association agreed to it. So it gets expensive. I know he's making a lot more money on this fifth-year option than he did last year. He's going to make $14-plus million. I think he made $3 or something like that last year. But it's not $30, and he wants $30. In the Justin Jefferson deal, which blew out of the water all of these other deals, you know, $110 million guaranteed, $35 million a year, which was $2 million more, right, than the A.J. Brown, or $3 million more a year than the A.J. Brown. But the guaranteed money of the Jefferson deal, you know, if you're not following this closely, in terms of recent deals, it was $33 million more than Amon-Ra St. Brown's deal. Amon-Ra St. Brown's average is over $30 million, but his total guaranteed, which is always the important number, $33 million less than Justin Jefferson's $110 million in guaranteed money. Jalen Waddle's was $34 million less in terms of deals that were just done. Nico Collins, who got a deal in this offseason, his guaranteed money, $58 million less than what Justin Jefferson got. I'm not putting Nico Collins into the category of Jefferson or Brandon Ayuk. I'm not. Not yet, anyway. CeeDee Lamb has a deal coming. Ja'Marr Chase, potentially, with a deal coming. The Jefferson deal, the 49ers would have been better off getting a deal done before Jefferson rather than waiting, which has been their want recently. I saw this tweet put out yesterday that the last four big deals the 49ers have done have all been done after July 21st. They shouldn't trade him. If I were a fan of the 49ers, I'd be incensed if they traded him. You get into, well, you got to pay Brock Purdy. You got to pay Deebo Samuel. Somebody's going to get left out. You know what? I'm sorry, Deebo, and I love Deebo Samuel as a player. I'm keeping Brandon Ayuk. He's 26 years old. He's entering the prime years of his career. So for me, in summary, I don't think the 49ers should or will trade Brandon Ayuk. And my guess is that ultimately he either does get a new deal or he ends up playing on the $14-plus million fifth-year option for the 49ers this year. And, you know, maybe they say to him, look, if things really aren't going well, we'll look to deal you at the trade deadline. His value right now in terms of a contract extension is important to him. You know, there's risk playing NFL football. He could go out and have a career-ending injury, and that would be it. He'd make the $14 million. He wants the $30 million average, and he probably wants close to $90 million in guaranteed. And the 49ers aren't willing to give it to him right now. What do you think? 301-230-0980. Now that you know he's officially available, or officially he's requested a trade, doesn't mean he's available. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. Now that you know that he is officially asked to be traded, what would you want our team to do? Again, I would trust our team totally if they dealt for him. And it would say a lot if they weren't interested in him, because Adam Peters probably knows the Brandon Ayuk situation, you know, as well as anybody does in terms of GMs that might be interested in Pittsburgh or in New England or in Vegas or any other place that might be interested. There is a market for Brandon Ayuk, definitely. Teams willing to step up and pay. Definitely. That's been reported. But the 49ers have rebuffed all callers so far. 301-230-0980. We'll get Denton's view on this when we come back, and I want yours as well. Andrew Brandt will join us at 11 a.m. Kevin Sheehan Show. The Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Had to guess. We're going to say guess right now. What uniform is Brandon Ayuk wearing in 2024?
If I were to take a guess, probably a Niner uniform. Probably a Niner uniform. I mean, if not a Niner uniform, probably a Washington Commander uniform. If not a Washington Commander uniform, probably a Steelers uniform.
That was Brandon Ayuk a few weeks ago on The Pivot, which is Ryan Clark's podcast. He was very complimentary in that podcast about Jaden Daniels, and then ultimately they just got to the question, where are you going to be? And during that interview and during the last couple of months, we have certainly gotten, you know, the idea, because he's implied it, that he'd love to get traded, and he'd love to get traded to Washington. That's been made pretty clear by Brandon Ayuk over the last couple of months. And in terms of, you know, probably in San Francisco, it's almost, especially if you watch that, that he's resigned, understanding that they control him right now. They have him on a fifth-year option for $14-plus million. That was the fifth-year option to his rookie deal because he was a first-round pick. And that ultimately they could franchise tag him to keep him next year and beyond. They've been working towards a contract. The reports are the last actual contract negotiation was all the way back in May. And one of the things he had said during that interview, or maybe it was another one, because he's been very public about his contract negotiations with his current team, is that, you know, if the next meeting doesn't go well, you know, that's it. You know, he's ready to move on. And I don't know if there was a next meeting or a formal contract negotiation or not, but the report started to come out yesterday from Mike Garofolo and others around the NFL that Brandon Ayuk requested formally a trade from the 49ers yesterday. That was news, because although he's been out there and been public about his contract negotiation and his desire to potentially reunite with Jaden Daniels. They played together, for those of you who don't know by now, at Arizona State when Daniels was a freshman and Ayuk was a senior. They have remained friends. They're super close. Daniels talked during the lead up to the draft and even afterwards about how he has leaned on his good friend for advice. And they clearly were watching film together, because Ayuk took one of the snap picks from one of the OTA or mandatory minicamp practices and put it on TikTok. But yesterday was a step forward in the Brandon Ayuk spring and summer story, because he officially asked the Niners to trade him. So, a couple of things here. Number one, I still do not think the 49ers will trade Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk is not good he's a great receiver. He's a top 8 to top 10 receiver in the game. He was number 1 among receivers with 70 or more catches last year in average yards per reception at nearly 18. He was number 1 in the league last year, yards per reception per target. This is a guy that, you know, 2 years ago, Denton and I were all over Ayuk 2 years ago, not to break our arms patting ourselves on the back, but we both kind of became big Brandon Ayuk fans at the same time, as the Niners were obviously a very good team and they were prominently featured in all these games. And you're like, man, he's good. And nobody talks about how good he is. And then last year, in many ways, was his true breakout season. 75 catches for Ayuk, 1,345 yards. The dude averaged 17.9 yards per catch. I think it was 68 of his 75 receptions last year resulted in either a first down or a touchdown. Let me repeat that. 68 of Ayuk's 75 catches last year either resulted in a first down or a touchdown. He's not Justin Jefferson. He's not the threat that Tariq Hill is. I don't think he's Jamar Chase, personally. Those would be kind of my top three. But the next category of wide receivers, which also include exceptional wide receivers, he's in that next group. And I don't think that the general NFL public really understood that until maybe this year. And I think a lot of fans still don't understand how good he is. I heard somebody this morning on the Greenberg show on ESPN. I think it was, is it Harry Douglas, who's the former receiver who's on that show occasionally?
Yes, it is.
He said for the last 2 years, he's been the most underrated wide receiver in the league. He's been unbelievably good, if not great, but for whatever reason, the Tariq Hills, the Jamar Chases, the Justin Jeffersons, the, you know, in, you know, last year, the Amon-Ra St. Browns and the C.D. Lambs, the A.J. Browns, you know, even some of the guys that are getting older, you know, whether it's Diggs or, you know, Allen or, you know, they've gotten more attention. Mike Evans, but he's the real deal. He is. He's the real deal. I'm sorry, but he's better than Terry McLaurin. Terry's a really good receiver. Terry's in that third category of receivers. And certainly we understand that if Terry hadn't had the quarterbacks that he's had during his career, he might be thought of much differently. He certainly has that ability. I think Ayuk personally is more explosive. I think he's a better route runner. I think he's better after the catch. But Terry's exceptional. By saying that Ayuk's better than Terry is not a knock on Terry. I think Ayuk's top 6, 7, 8 in the league. I would want him, despite the turnoff that he's been over the last couple of months with his, I think, off-putting public way in which he's decided to handle this, you know, contract, you know, squabble with the 49ers. Terry McLaurin didn't handle it that way. Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't handle it that way. We didn't even know Jaylen Waddle was going to get a contract. There are a lot of receivers. Justin Jefferson didn't handle it that way at all. So, yeah, that stuff bothers me, but I also have trust that Adam Peters knows about as much as you can know about Brandon Ayuk among the teams that would be highlighted as teams that would or should or would have interest in Brandon Ayuk. If they traded for Brandon Ayuk, I mean, I'd want to see what the deal is, but if it is, you know, say a second and a fifth or a second and a fourth or a third and Jahan Dotson and a conditional. I would trust them on this, and I would be excited because you know what Brandon Ayuk would give them in terms of the player he is on the field? A better array, a much improved array of weapons for their rookie quarterback to work with. Doesn't mean that I don't think they should upgrade the offensive line too. You know, you can do all of these things. They did their best to do that. They tried to trade back into the first round to take a tackle in the draft. Didn't work out. We'll find out about the offensive line when they start playing real games. We'll find out whether or not it's as bad as some of you think or whether it's what it was statistically last year in terms of the advanced numbers, which was kind of middle of the pack. We'll find out whether or not it was really about the talent and the skill and the production of the offensive line or if it was more about the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. You know, ultimately, I bet it was kind of a combination of all of them, but I'd probably put more on the quarterback and the offensive coordinator. We'll see. But I'd be fine with Brandon Ayuk. But I just don't think the 49ers are going to trade him. Why would they trade Brandon Ayuk for, by the way, not what they could have gotten right before the draft, and probably not what they could get right before the trade deadline in the upcoming season? Like, they don't have a lot of leverage. It's certainly not the right time to trade him. There's been reporting out there. Multiple people have reported it, from Josina Anderson to Kimberly Martin and others that are following the league, that teams have reached out to the 49ers, both since the news broke yesterday and prior to the news breaking yesterday, and the 49ers have told everybody, we're not trading him. Why would they? You'd have to be blown away with a deal to part with a player that you could argue after McCaffrey is the most significant offensive player you have. Yeah, you could argue that. I think McCaffrey's the most valuable. Maybe Trent Williams is the second most valuable player. And Kyle Shanahan in the scheme may be the most valuable of all of it. But they nearly won the Super Bowl last year. It is their number one goal. They are the favorites out of the NFC to make it back to the Super Bowl. And their chances to make it back and win it are less without him than they are with him. Why would you do that? You don't have to trade him. He can hold out, but it gets expensive. I'm pretty sure that these fines that used to get waived when a player finally arrived in camp, I don't think those are waivable fines anymore per the last CBA. They wanted to make it painful for players to hold out. They wanted teams, you know, to not have to deal with that. The league didn't want to have to deal with it, and the Players Association agreed to it. So it gets expensive. I know he's making a lot more money on this fifth-year option than he did last year. He's going to make $14-plus million. I think he made $3 or something like that last year. But it's not $30, and he wants $30. In the Justin Jefferson deal, which blew out of the water all of these other deals, you know, $110 million guaranteed, $35 million a year, which was $2 million more right than the A.J. Brown, or $3 million more a year than the A.J. Brown. But the guaranteed money of the Jefferson deal, you know, if you're not following this closely, in terms of recent deals, it was $33 million more than Amon-Ra St. Brown's deal. Amon-Ra St. Brown's average is over $30 million, but his total guaranteed, which is always the important number, $33 million less than Justin Jefferson's $110 million in guaranteed money. Jalen Waddle's was $34 million less in terms of deals that were just done. Nico Collins, who got a deal in this offseason, his guaranteed money, $58 million less than what Justin Jefferson got. I'm not putting Nico Collins into the category of Jefferson or Brandon Ayuk. I'm not. Not yet, anyway. CeeDee Lamb has a deal coming. Ja'Marr Chase, potentially, with a deal coming. the Jefferson deal, the 49ers would have been better off getting a deal done before Jefferson rather than waiting, which has been their want recently. I saw this tweet put out yesterday that the last four big deals the 49ers have done have all been done after July 21st. They shouldn't trade him. If I were a fan of the 49ers, I'd be incensed if they traded him. You get into, well, you got to pay Brock Purdy. You got to pay Deebo Samuel. Somebody's going to get left out. You know what? I'm sorry, Deebo, and I love Deebo Samuel as a player. I'm keeping Brandon Ayuk. He's 26 years old. He's entering the prime years of his career. So for me, in summary, I don't think the 49ers should or will trade Brandon Ayuk. And my guess is that ultimately he either does get a new deal or he ends up playing on the 14-plus million fifth-year option for the 49ers this year. And, you know, maybe they say to him, look, if things really aren't going well, we'll look to deal you at the trade deadline. His value right now in terms of a contract extension is important to him. You know, there's risk playing NFL football. He could go out and have a career-ending injury, and that would be it. He'd make the $14 million. He wants the $30 million average, and he probably wants close to $90 million in guaranteed. And the 49ers aren't willing to give it to him right now. What do you think? 301-230-0980. Now that you know he's officially available, or officially he's requested a trade, doesn't mean he's available. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. Now that you know that he is officially asked to be traded, what would you want our team to do? Again, I would trust our team totally if they dealt for him. And it would say a lot if they weren't interested in him, because Adam Peters probably knows the Brandon Ayuk situation, you know, as well as anybody does in terms of GMs that might be interested in Pittsburgh or in New England or in Vegas or any other place that might be interested. There is a market for Brandon Ayuk, definitely. Teams willing to step up and pay, definitely. That's been reported. But the 49ers have rebuffed all callers so far. 301-230-0980. We'll get Denton's view on this when we come back, and I want yours as well. Andrew Brandt will join us at 11 a.m. Kevin Sheehan Show. The Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.